Mr. Speaker.
Let's get political, political. Let's get political. Let's get political. Let me hear Winston talk.
Sup it, sweetie, I'm getting there.
Let me hear Winston talk.
Absolutely, we always take something away from every meeting we have.
That's right. It is Friday at 8:30, which means it's time for our weekly political roundup with John Moore. This week, John joins us from the Radio 1 Political Centre in Wellington. Are you there, John?
I am indeed.
Wonderful.
In the heart of the beast.
And I understand you've got Bryce Edwards with you as well.
I have.
Yes. Hi, Chris. Yep, ready to talk politics 2019.
Wonderful. Kia ora, Bryce. Nice to meet you. So, team, are the politicians back yet? Or are they still on holiday?
No, politicians always have very long holidays, Chris. They pretty much take the same holidays as schools, you know, because a lot of them have kids, and they decide when their holidays are. And so Parliament doesn't actually go back till about mid-February. So, you know, of course, the government still has a skeleton team on board in the beehive, ready for any sort of, you know, crises or issues. But generally, no, nothing. The machine's not turning over. You know, there's nothing really functioning. But of course, Jacinda Ardern, we haven't heard much from her recently, but she is about to go on a trip to Europe. But apart from that, no, politics is pretty dead at the moment in Wellington.
Slow news week.
Indeed.
but a month wind thing. So now we're talking about terrible tourists. Anyhow, there's a lot coming up for our year in politics. There's bills to be reformed. Both the euthanasia, the abortion, and the cannabis are up for debate, I understand.
Yeah, exactly. So euthanasia, abortion, and cannabis are likely to be big issues of discussion this year. Cannabis will be definitely a big issue next year, and there'll be a referendum put forward to the country at the same time as the election. It's also more than likely that there'll be a referendum on euthanasia, as this is the New Zealand's first condition for supporting any euthanasia legislation as it gets put forward towards the general electorate. Abortion is going to be an ongoing issue, especially as the previous to Labour becoming part of the government, that had promised that it would look at reforming abortion, as abortion is still technically illegal in New Zealand. So the aim is to take abortion off out of being a criminal act.
Yeah, that seems quite straightforward from my point of view.
Yeah, admittedly. And I don't think there's the whereas if we go back to the 70s or 80s, where there were large campaigns against abortion, and the churches were a lot more active, especially the Catholic Church, it's unlikely that either the Catholic Church or other conservative Christian organisations are going to make it a big issue, except for some more fringe evangelical groups, perhaps. Yeah, as we know, the Catholic Church has definitely got its own internal problems, including in New Zealand. And I think it was interesting with the referendum in Ireland that, of course, the Catholic hierarchy was formally opposed to any liberalisation of abortion laws. But again, they didn't go out of their way. And I think they saw that they were on the wrong side of history. And again, they had their own internal problems to deal with.
Do you think the same will be true in New Zealand?
I think so, yes, absolutely. And none of the mainstream churches are the force they used to be, say, back in the 70s, or when political parties, it was a big deal getting like an official endorsement from any of the big church, and the Catholics used to give, at times, indicate to their congregations which party they should vote for, but no, they're just not the social force they used to be anymore, and, you know, an increasing number of New Zealanders either call themselves atheists or non-religious.
Yeah.
I think it's a slight majority actually now regard themselves as irreligious.
Right.
Of course, Christianity is still the biggest religion in New Zealand amongst people who identify as Christian. You know, most people are now socially liberal.
Yeah. So what is, while they're all on holiday, what is the state of our major political parties?
Well, Bryce speaking here. I think the big question is national, because they are the biggest party at the moment. You know, even though they're not in government, opinion polls put them, you know, in the high 40s, and yet they, you know, are having such big difficulties at the moment, especially after the Jamie Lee Ross saga, especially with Simon Bridges as leader still not performing very well in opinion polls. So there's going to be major questions for National about, you know, it's going to be their make or break year.
Yeah.
And certainly for Simon Bridges, a lot of people are predicting that he's going to be replaced, and that Judith Collins is the most likely contender. So, you know, there could be a coup, there could be pressure on him to stand down, and, no, he hasn't really set the world on fire, he hasn't really seemed to perform, he hasn't done anything particularly wrong or badly in my view, but, you know, it's a big problem when your party is 45% in the polls, but as preferred Prime Minister, you're only like 7%. So it's just not really feasible that he can continue to stay in that position unless he improves a lot.
Yeah, I find Simon Bridges' leadership, it's not wowing, but also it doesn't appear that he's done anything terribly wrong. I mean, there have been stutters, but I still don't think he should relax.
No, not at all. I do think there's huge pressure on him, and some are, like I say, predicting that there will be a coup, and that Judith Collins could be the new National Party leader, and that would be fascinating. So that would be the big event of the year if she becomes leader, and it would change things quite a lot. She would have to, I don't know, you know, she's got a very polarizing reputation and, you know, way of operating. So, you know, it could actually make things much worse for National, because it might drive some of that soft National support, because she's seen as a bit more hardline, a bit more right wing if she became leader. So I think she'd probably end up toning down some of her more hardline stances and trying to be a bit more populist. And, you know, we are in the age of populism, and really Simon Bridges doesn't do populism very well. He's kind of just seen as too mild and smooth and slick, when National, if they are going to try and get a bit more above 45% and have a shot at being government for next year's election, they're going to have to, bring something new to the picture. And so that's where suddenly Judith Collins seems to be the best bet.
What about Paula Bennett? She was sniffing around a lot last year. That's a terrible analogy to use, I'm sorry. She was pipped as possible leadership material.
Yeah, and some people have noted that the latest women's magazine, Next, has her on the cover. And, of course, I think it was about 2 months before Jacinda Ardern became leader of the Labour Party that she starred on the same magazine on the cover, and that seemed to do her fortunes quite well. So, yes, Paula Bennett is someone to still take seriously. And she's had a bit of a makeover recently, so she's kind of seemed to be still in the running as someone serious about being a top New Zealand politician. But I don't know. I mean, certainly I think National does want to get probably a female leader if it replaces Simon Bridges. So, yes, it's probably more likely to be Bennett or Collins.
This might be horribly naive, but I feel that it would look better at a 2020 election ticket in terms of debates, either Judith or Paula.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are going through a particularly important and time of gender politics at the moment, where people are looking for something different. They are looking for new attitudes to gender. And so, at the moment, I think even National would be very keen on having a female leader. And those debates, exactly like you say, having a woman against a woman would be something that people would find interesting. Although it has happened before, back in the 1999 general election, Jenny Shipley Prime Minister, and Helen Clark was against her. So it wouldn't be a first time, but certainly there's a feeling that New Zealanders, or a lot of New Zealanders, do take pride in the fact that we have a female Prime Minister, and Jacinda Ardern, you know, has, you know, she's an amazing communicator, and that to beat her, you probably can't be a sort of old white grumpy male, which is kind of how Simon Bridges is perceived by a lot of people. So I think John's shaking his head, he's disagreeing, so I'll hand you over to him.
Well, of course, Simon Bridges identifies as Māori. However, some of his left-wing detractors will say that he's more Pākehā culturally than Māori, but I think that is beside the point. I think they've got to replace Simon Bridges to have a real go at becoming government again. And I think it is, as you've said, a competition between Judith Collins and Paula Bennett. The problem with both those candidates is that they are very abrasive and they lack warmth, I think.
Oh, yeah.
When they're speaking on to the media. So, but I think they're both very flexible MPs. Judith Collins is seen as generally to the right, but I think, as Bryce said, she's become a lot more flexible, if not opportunistic. And I think she's desperate to be leader of the National Party and, of course, eventually Prime Minister. So I think she's prepared to make not any compromise, but she's certainly prepared to adapt her stances and her style to be in the running for leader of the National Party.
Yeah, 2019 is going to be very interesting. Thank you very much for your time this morning, John and Bryce.
No problem.
I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. We'll talk to you next week, John.
Excellent.
And very nice to meet you, Bryce. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Chris.